young people, we know that they're engaging on various social media platforms, and we know that that gives children and young people fantastic opportunities in terms of access to information, education, also social entertainment. But we also know through the poll that a lot of young people recognize that they are at risk of online abuse and exploitation. So the risk that they face is normally cyberbullying, but also online child sexual exploitation and abuse. So it's basically being contacted by adults or strangers online for them to meet up with them, perhaps offline, and then they are being taken advantage of. Or, for example, they're also being at risk of being abused through child sexual abuse material. So it's basically production, dissemination of child sexual abuse material, or even live stream abuse of sexual abuse online.
And what does the study tell us? You spoke to thousands of young people who are now 18, but they're looking back at their younger years when they were online.
Young people recognize, again, that accessing internet really has great opportunities in terms of accessing information and education, but they also recognize that they actually are facing various dangers. So the study tells us that 8 out of 10 adolescents think that children and adolescents are being in danger of being sexually abused or taken advantage of online. And more than half think that their friends actually engage in risky behavior. The study also tells us that when children face an online threat, they actually reach out to their friends first rather than their parents and teachers. But less than half actually feel confident in how to help their friends if they face an online threat.
And I wonder if you can tell us briefly about regions.
Yeah, so the opinion poll was done in 25 countries worldwide. And what we see is, for example, that young people think it's very important to socialize on media, meet with friends, but also meet up with new people online. So 6 out of 10 adolescents responded that they think it's important to meet new people online. And this is one of the data that shows that there are quite big regional differences. So, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa, we see that young people think it's very important to meet with new people online, while perhaps here in the US or in the UK, they think it's less important. So it's important to look at these regional differences and look at this when we are kind of designing the programs to be able to inform children about risks online.
And now, speaking of programs to inform children of these risks, what is UNICEF doing in this regard?
So the study really shows us that we need to inform children and adolescents better about the online risks. What are the risks, how they can prevent it, and how they can report these crimes if they encounter them. So UNICEF is reaching out to children in schools, informing them how they can identify risk online, how they can prevent it, and where they can report violence and exploitation and abuse if they encounter it online. So, for example, we're working in El Salvador with the police, where they do a lot of awareness raising sessions in schools with children about, for example, cyberbullying, online grooming, privacy issues, and also child sexual abuse and exploitation online. We are also calling upon all governments to work in a coordinated manner with law enforcement, the justice sector, education sector, service providers providing services to children victims, but also the IT industry and the tech companies and civil society, because we know that only if we work in coordination, we can really protect children from online violence. We are also calling upon children themselves to act as messengers and advocates for how they can protect themselves and their friends. And UNICEF has just today launched a Reply for All campaign, which is really using or calling upon children and adolescents to be the advocates for safe online behavior. And this is part of UNICEF's End Online Violence Against Children campaign that we're launching today. This initiative is part of a broader initiative that we are doing with partners, including the UK government, as part of the We Protect Global Alliance to End Online Child Sexual Exploitation Worldwide.